Is the caller there? Yes, it's Dean Richards, sponsored by Walter E. Smith Furniture and Design. Good morning, Dean.
In the very studio where we now do the WGN-TV morning news, where Phil held court for many years before he went to New York.
Oh, man, yeah. And he was at Channel 2 for a while, but then, Channel 9, right there, 2501 West Bradley Place. Let's start by talking about Avatar. Now there's a boycott, huh?
Yeah, there is. Over something that the director, James Cameron, said 12 years ago, some Native American groups are boycotting the new film Avatar, The Way of Water. Because in 2010, James Cameron said in an interview that the plight of indigenous people, particularly the Lakota Sioux, inspired the writing of the original Avatar movie. But what they're objecting to is when he said, if the Sioux could have seen into the future and what would happen to their culture, maybe they would have fought a lot harder. Many Sioux descendants are very offended by that. And they say they are not going to go see the movie. No comment from James Cameron on all that.
And what happened with Dwayne Johnson's movie?
Well, Dwayne Johnson's Black Adam was supposed to kick off this, you know, whole new generation of DC comic films. And, you know, first DC Comics shelved the third Wonder Woman movie that was supposed to happen. Then they let Henry Cavill go. There was supposed to be a new Superman movie. And Superman, Henry Cavill, had a brief cameo at the end of the Black Adam movie. That's not going to happen. And now Dwayne Johnson is saying that another Black Adam movie is also not going to happen. He's met with the new leadership team with DC Studios, and they informed him that Black Adam was not on their immediate schedule. So put that up on the shelf with Superman and Wonder Woman.
What is happening is a Ladies of the 80s reunion.
I love this.
What is this?
I love this. This was a holiday party that took place in Los Angeles a couple of days ago at a fashion designer Mark Zunio's Hollywood party. Up until I saw this story today, I had no idea who Mark Zunio is. I'm sure that those of you a little more into fashion, like Bob, for example,
oh yeah,
goes to all the big fashion shows, you know who this guy is. I guess he's a pretty big deal, big enough that Joan Collins showed up at the party, and Jacqueline Smith, Joan Collins, who was Alexis Colby Carrington, if I remember correctly, on Dynasty back from 1981 to 89. And Jacqueline Smith was Kelly Garrett on all five seasons of Charlie's Angels, 1975 to 81. And there's a fantastic picture of both of them posing together. Joan Collins is 89 years old. And, you know, parts of her looks like she's 30 years old.
Parts of her?
Well, you know, the parts that she's purchased, I think, since, you know, over the years. But they both look fantastic, you know. But if you were to talk to them, my guess would be it's like, hey, Joan, how are you? I'm guessing there's not a lot of moving parts anymore.
Oh, you're bad.
It's just my guess. I don't know if that's true or not. But Jacqueline Smith is 77. They both look fantastic. And I could not wish them a more happy holiday if I meant it in my heart.
You just did. Yeah. Well, you know what? We used to think that the villainesses on Dallas and Dynasty were really terrible until Beth Dutton showed up on Yellowstone. Is that the meanest character ever?
That is pretty close to the meanest character maybe on television right now. Yeah, it's funny how the Dynasty divas are nothing compared to what we see on TV now.
No. Oh, no. Dean, who is the General Hospital actress who passed away?
Yeah, she is the actress who played the character Epiphany Johnson on the show. She's been on the show since 2006 and has been on 550 episodes of General Hospital. She died, it was announced yesterday, no cause of death was given, but her name is Sonia Eddy. She also appeared on Murphy Brown and Seinfeld and ER and Felicity and many other TV shows and a bunch of feature films, including Patch Adams and Matchstick Men. She's very close friends with Oscar winner Octavia Spencer, who posted on Instagram yesterday that the world has lost another creative angel. As we wind up the end of this year, I can't remember a year with so many celebrity deaths. Remember in the beginning of the year where, you know, just one after another, the first few months
right.
of 2022, and, you know, it seems like it's continuing now. Sonia Eddy, by the way, only 55 years old.
Terrible. Well, tell us about Dave Grohl celebrating Hanukkah.
Yeah, Dave Grohl is not Jewish, but he, the past several years, has done something that he calls the Hanukkah Sessions, where he and members of the Foo Fighters and many of his rock and roll friends get together and do performances of songs made famous by Jewish artists. He has, you know, been doing it for many years now, and put together over the past several nights. I guess he does it one session per night for the full 8 days of Hanukkah. And so far this year, he has been joined by Billie Eilish, by Jack Black, and Kyle Bass of Tenacious D. And last night, he was joined by Pink, who started off before she sang her song by saying, "My name is Alicia, and I'm a Jew." Take a listen.
Cool medley.
Now that is not the real Barry Manilow. That is the Foo Fighters' Dave Grohl singing
That's
Copacabana.
Wild.
He's like channeling his inner disco lately. Remember, I don't know, about a year or so ago, he did a couple of Bee Gees disco songs.
He can do anything.
He can do anything, and he really seems to enjoy it. You can watch the full videos and the full performances of this all on the Foo Fighters YouTube channel.
A lot of folks will be inside watching TV. What's on the stream?
Yeah, there's plenty to watch while you dig out of the snow and try to stay warm over the next few days. Emily in Paris is back. Season 3 of the comedy on Netflix is streaming right now. John Krasinski is back as Tom Clancy's CIA operative Jack Ryan. That's on Prime Video, and that is Season 3 streaming right now. Some of the most successful films in a franchise have been the Best Man series that includes Morris Chestnut and Taye Diggs and Regina Hall, Terrence Howard, Sanaa Lathan, Nia Long, and many others. Now they're doing a limited series called The Best Man, The Final Chapter. So most of the original actors are all back. You'll be able to watch that on Peacock starting tomorrow. You were talking about the Dutton family a minute ago. Harrison Ford and Helen Mirren are the latest to join the whole Yellowstone saga. The prequel is called 1923, and that is on Paramount Plus right now. The Witcher is back with a new prequel as well. That's on Netflix starting on Christmas Day. For new movies, I cannot recommend enough to you Glass Knives, a Glass Onion, a Knives Out mystery. This brings back Daniel Craig into this whodunit motion picture, this time with Edward Norton and Dave Bautista, Janelle Monáe, Kate Hudson. That begins streaming on Netflix on Friday. Oh, Top Gun Maverick, I should mention, begins streaming on Paramount Plus starting tomorrow. I'm sorry I don't have any crazy Tom Cruise stunts for you today.
Wait till after the holidays.
Yeah, he's probably taking a little time off before he jumps off a high-rise building or something like that. James Corden from The Late Late Show has got a new dark comedy scripted series. It's called Mammals, and that begins streaming Friday on Prime Video. And if you're looking for something for the kids this weekend, Matilda the Musical has done a movie adaptation based on the Broadway musical, and that will begin streaming Christmas Day on Netflix.
When you think of Christmas ham, of course you think of Dean Richards.
That is my nickname.
Christmas ham. You're cooking that up on TV later, huh?
We're doing that, today on the cooking segment. You know, there's so much cooking going on. I got something for you that's super easy to make, super delicious. You don't have to use your stove. You can do it in the slow cooker. And this is one of the most popular recipes that we've done on this cooking segment that I've been doing now for the past 3 years. We've done this a couple of times before. People are constantly asking for the ham recipe that is just so delicious, so easy. It's coming up at 9:35 this morning.
On WGN-TV. Dean, peace on earth and goodwill to Joan Collins.
Happy holidays to you and Mariana.
Thank you.
And whoever's using Botox this weekend, goodwill to men.